Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're peeling back the layers on a really fascinating company and executive talent, Atlantic Research Technologies.
RT.
The whole executive search industry is, you know, this fragmented mess of networks and alliances.
It is.
And RT is a kind of specialized countermodel. So our mission today is to figure out how they maintain this fierce independence and why they treat search as an art.
You have to start with that independence because it's their entire strategic foundation.
Okay.
RT was set up way back in 1987, and they are a completely independent entity. I mean, zero organizational, financial, or strategic ties to any other recruitment firm.
Even if they use a similar name, like Atlantic.
Exactly. And this sovereignty, it isn't just, you know, some ethical window dressing. It means they have total freedom to poach top talent from anyone without a conflict of interest.
Which guarantees integrity for their clients.
For some.
Okay, so let's get into this lone practitioner model. They're fully centralized. They explicitly refuse to partner or outsource, which, well, it helps them avoid the internal rivalries and data loss you see in those big global networks.
Right.
But is that really practical? I mean, doesn't refusing to outsource severely limit their speed, especially for a global search?
You'd think so, but it's a very deliberate choice. It's all about quality control.
So everything is in-house.
100% of it. And they have this incredibly stringent standard. The client's sole point of contact has to be a recruiter with a minimum of 10 years of proven experience.
10 years. Just think about that barrier to entry.
Yeah.
They're essentially saying, look, if you haven't been doing this for a decade, you're not high precision enough for us.
Yeah. And that really explains their origins. The name Research Technologies points to that technical DNA.
Right. From their founding in 1987, that's when the U.S. market was splitting between the high-volume employment agencies.
And the true research-focused executive search firms.
And that's where RT planted their flag.
It is. And that DNA, it fuels their entire methodology. They rely completely on pure headhunting.
The direct approach.
The direct approach. They are not waiting for applications or sifting through resumes. They're proactively sourcing passive candidates.
The high achievers who are already successful somewhere else.
Exactly. At competitors or in related industries.
Which brings us to their almost categorical rejection of modern digital tools.
Yeah, this part is wild.
They explicitly reject AI platforms, job board, all the automated tools. Their view is that relying on online ads is basically an admission that you don't have the right industry contacts.
It's an incredibly bold, almost anachronistic stance in today's market.
It really is.
But it pushes back hard against this trend of commoditized recruiting, and that boutique quality, it extends to their financial model.
The fees.
They charge low, results-only flat fees. It's based on the job's complexity, not a percentage of the salary.
So they have no incentive to push for a higher salary package for the candidate.
None at all. Which clients love.
But a flat fee. That sounds so financially punishing for the firm if a search drags on. It runs totally counter to the industry standard.
It absolutely raises the stakes for RT. And that's why they back it up with a really compelling guarantee.
Which is?
A 100% money-back guarantee for up to 180 days after the candidate starts.
Wow. 6 months.
Plus, they have a strict no poaching policy against their own clients. These aren't just ethical choices. They are strategic tools to eliminate client risk and build trust.
It's just astonishing they could manage all this on a global scale. They claim virtually local service across 6 continents, over 1,500 markets. How do they operate 24/7 without decentralizing?
It's that centralized research backbone and their multilingual staff. They support 13 core languages, so they can literally execute searches nonstop.
And it's all built on deep specialization.
Deep specialization. Across 13 sectors, we're talking semiconductors, aerospace, automotive, even nonprofit, and 8 functional domains, from the CXO level down to finance and IT.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener? What you're seeing here with RT is this high-precision instrument defined by institutional purity and human insight.
Right. They're focused only on finding those non-bureaucratic, results-oriented leaders.
So here's a final thought to mull over. Given their success since 1987, what does their categorical rejection of AI and automated tools really tell us about the actual limits of data in finding truly exceptional talent today?